This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda returning home today after successful visits to the United States and China. Government and agitating relief teachers reach agreement. Parliamentary committee instructs government to take action against those involved in assaulting doctors. And suicide attack in Pakistan kills at least 59 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda is returning home today after concluding his official visits to the United States and China. The Prime Minister embarked on his journey to participate in the 78th General Assembly of the United Nations, leading the Nepali delegation. During his stay in New York, Prime Minister Dahal represented the government of Nepal in various sessions, including the general debate of the United Nations General Assembly and the climate change conference held at the United Nations headquarters. He also had the opportunity to meet with the US President Joe Biden in a special meeting, along with holding bilateral meetings with counterparts from other countries. On 5th, Prime Minister Prachanda then left the US for an official visit to China. His stay in China was marked by a high-level bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He also participated in various ceremonies, including the Asian Games. In the capital, Beijing, Prime Minister Prachanda held a high-level talks with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, accompanied by the Nepali delegation. This visit saw the signing of 13 Memoranda of Understanding MOUs between the two countries, further strengthening their bilateral relations. The Prime Minister's office has confirmed that he will be returning home today after concluding his visit to China's autonomous region, Tibet. His visit to the United States and China has been deemed successful, and it is anticipated they will have positive implications for Nepal's international relations. The government and the agitating relief teachers have reached an agreement. The signing of the agreement was held with the presence of Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Ashok Kumar Rai, at Singhadarbar yesterday. After the consensus, the agitating teachers have ended their protest. The two sides reached the agreement to make amendment proposal in the school education bill registered in the House of Representatives. Among the provisions to be proposed in the amendment as agreed include no age limit to the relief teachers for examinations for permanent status, agreement of 100% internal competition and 10% addition of service period. Likewise, an agreement was also reached to make arrangement for internal competition for higher secondary teachers and vacancy for early child development teachers. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet has urged protesting doctors to withdraw their agitation and return to work. In the meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, the Health Minister reiterated the government's commitment to taking action against those involved in mistreating doctors and health workers. The Parliamentary Committee instructed the government to take action against those involved in assaulting doctors. In response, the Health Minister pledged that the government would ensure security of the doctors. Health Minister Basnet added that the government had launched investigations into 4 incidents of mistreatment to the doctors. The government is preparing to reach bilateral air service agreements with 3 nations, including Switzerland, with the aim of expanding Nepal's international flight connectivity. According to the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Nepal has already signed bilateral air agreements with 40 countries, with Australia being the latest addition. The government has already completed the paperwork to add Switzerland, Indonesia and Rwanda to the list. Civil Aviation Division Chief and Joint Secretary at the Ministry, Buddhi Sagar Lamichane, said they anticipated the draft of the agreement to be endorsed by the Council of Ministers soon. He added they would determine the location and timing for the formal signing of the agreements. Nepal is also exploring the possibility of Memoranda of Understanding, MOUs, for air connectivity with various nations. Likewise, the government is in the process of reviewing agreements with Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates. This review has been proposed by Kuwait and the UAE themselves. As part of its policies and programs for the current fiscal year, the government has announced its commitment to establishing new aviation relationships and expanding international air services. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 59 people have been killed and more than 50 injured in a suicide attack in Pakistan. The BBC quoted the local police as saying that blast happened near a mosque in the southwestern province of Balochistan on Friday as people gathered to celebrate the birth of Prophet Muhammad. Officials in Balochistan have declared a state of emergency. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Meanwhile, a separate blast took place at a mosque near Peshawar city in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Balochistan's police chief Abdul Khalik Sheikh confirmed the explosion was a suicide blast. He said a senior police officer was killed while trying to stop the attacker. Pakistan's Interior Minister Sarfaraz Bughti said the blast was a very serious, heinous act and condemned what he called the terrorist attacks in both areas. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said his country is serious about building closer ties with India despite an ongoing diplomatic row. His latest remarks come at a time when ties between the two countries are at an all-time low. According to the BBC, the Canadian Prime Minister said it was extremely important to constructively and seriously engage with India. He added that India was a growing economic power and important geopolitical player. And Canada was very serious about building closer ties with India as it presented its Indo-Pacific strategy just last year. However, he further said the murder investigation would continue. Tensions flared up when Trudeau on 19 September said Canada was investigating credible allegations of India's involvement in the murder of a Sikh separatist leader. Delhi, however, dismissed the claim as absurd. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of the country. It will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Likewise, the light and moderate rain with thunder and lightning are likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda returning home today after successful visits to the United States and China. Government and agitating relief teachers reach agreement. Parliamentary committee instructs government to take action against those involved in assaulting doctors. And suicide attack in Pakistan kills at least 59 people. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.